Hey, welcome to the Successful Songwriter Within podcast. I'm your host, Lisa McEwen. I'm a Nashville published songwriter and recording artist. In this podcast, I'm here to help take you from intimidated, anxious, insecure, and frustrated to self-assured, prolific, and successful with your songwriting abilities. I've written with Grammy Award-winning writers, had numerous cuts and placements, but it wasn't long ago that I was an anxious, insecure songwriter, afraid to speak up during co-writes and feeling not worthy enough to fulfill my dreams. I created Music and Mindfulness because here's where I was at. I knew how to write a song, but what I was lacking was the inner confidence and intuitive connection. Once I started applying mindfulness techniques to my music life, everything changed. And now it's my mission to help you on your musical journey. If you're ready to tap into and align with your inner genius, go to my website, musicandmindfulness.co, for a free tutorial where I show you how to do just that. So stick around, because I got tips, back pocket techniques, stories, interviews, and more. You ready to get where you're going? Let's do it. Hey, are you tired of releasing new music, spending all your time and your money and pouring your heart into it, only to find that no one is really listening? Besides your mom, of course. Listen, I get it. I have been there too. And I've learned through trial and error that there are a few simple solutions. Solutions, yes, to getting your music heard when it comes to releasing that song that you put your heart and soul into making. All you have to do is go to musicandmindfulness.co/single. That's musicandmindfulness.co/single to download my free guide on how to skyrocket your next release, plus my bonus email templates. Now let's get to the show. Hey, welcome back. I'm so excited for today's show because we are going to be talking about something that a lot of people have actually been asking me. So I'm finally going to do an episode on it, and that is stage fright. And how to overcome stage fright for more confident performing. So, of course, let's start right off by discussing glossophobia. Now, what on earth is that? Exactly. In my research for today's show, I found that glossophobia is the fear of public speaking. And did you know that some experts estimate that as much as 77% of the population has some level of anxiety around public speaking? Of course, many people are able to manage and control it, and hey, they go about it and do it anyway, but they say that in anticipation of speaking in public, a person with glossophobia can experience a dry mouth, a weak voice, and uncontrollable body shaking. I think I've been there and done that a few times, but that does not sound like a whole lot of fun to me. And funny enough, I used to terrify myself all the time by willingly signing myself up for open mics and live performances, and I would certainly lose sleep over them the days and the weeks, and honestly, even sometimes months leading up to them. Now, I still get nervous before going on stage a little bit, depending on what it is that I'm doing. I think that that's natural. But isn't it funny that we subject ourselves to such worry and fear all for the love of our music? Or maybe you have to do a lot of public speaking for your job. So in that case, you're doing it for the love of your income. Either way, the struggle is real. And today, I wanted to break down some tips that I think are extremely helpful when it comes to performing and feeling comfortable speaking in front of an audience. So my first tip is this. Now, this is something I learned from a band member years ago. Let me paint you a picture. Way back in the day, I was asked to play a one-off show with a touring band that covered Dixie Chick songs. Now, I absolutely love them and knew all of their songs and their lyrics by heart anyway. So on a whim, I said yes to doing the show. And I remember getting up on stage, just about to start the show, and I turned to look back at the drummer. And I said to him, with total fear in my eyes, "What do I say between songs?" I mean, after all, we hadn't even rehearsed at all. And he said to me, "Just say whatever is on your mind. Just say whatever's on your mind. It sounds simple, doesn't it?" Well, it actually worked. I was scared and nervous, but I'll never forget him telling me that. Just say what's on your mind. Okay. Maybe easier said than done, but I'm telling you, it can be really effective. Oftentimes, we spend so much time in our head standing on stage, thinking about what other people are thinking about us. You know, things going through your head like, do I sound okay? Is my outfit in place? Do they even like my music? Is that guy in the back telling jokes to his girlfriend about me? Whatever it is, our minds get us on a train that never seems to come back to the station. Now, when you make up your mind to say what's on your mind, you know, with a filter, of course, there's no need to tell everyone that you have to go pee and, oh, it's only a nervous pee, so don't worry. There's no need for that. Use that filter. But listen, you'd be surprised by how the audience will react to you. What does the next song that you're about to sing remind you of? Tell your audience that. Take a deep breath. Focus on what you're doing and remind yourself that they are there to see you and hear you. It's okay. It's totally okay to just be yourself. If you're a funny or a happy or even a sad person, generally speaking, your audience will get a feel for you as you're speaking a little bit in between those songs. This goes for presentations for work or for speeches at weddings or whatever, you know, wherever you've been asked to speak. Okay, so sure, you're going to have notes and you'll glance down at them, but who wants to hear a robotic speech? Tell them that you practiced your speech in front of the mirror 40 times and kept getting distracted by your hairdo. Tell them a funny little story that comes to mind. The reason that this is effective is because it's coming from you. And only you can tell that story, right? Another tip is to speak like you're talking to a friend. So if you have to pretend that your best friend is front row or standing in front of you while you banter or tell your stories, then do that. Speak right into the mic. Pretend that you're sitting around at home or on the couch and let your sense of humor and personality shine. You wouldn't really edit yourself or overthink what you're saying when you're speaking to your best friend. So try not to worry too much when speaking to your audience. And this goes for performing live online as well. Now, this can be really nerve-wracking at first. And I do remember getting a little freaked out first time I did this because it feels like you just don't know who is on the other side of that screen watching you. And you kind of really don't. So it might be one person. It might be 1,000 people. Use your visualization skills to imagine that, right? It's only one, and they are your most supportive, laid-back friend. You got to imagine that. Speak like you're talking to them and let it all flow. Now, speaking of letting it all flow, my next tip is all about getting into the zone. In my course, The Successful Songwriter Within course, I talk all about getting into the zonement before getting on stage. It's so important to be in the right headspace and also to connect with your body from the inside out in order to show up as your best self on stage. There are all kinds of breathing techniques and visualizing techniques that will help you achieve this. If you're not fully present and out of your head and into your body, as I like to say, then you might have a hard time finding success on stage, both during your song and while speaking between songs. These sorts of techniques take practice and can be used in so many different areas of your life. It's important to hone in on them as soon as you can, and pretty soon, you won't need to think twice about how to prepare for a performance. You can just show up and be yourself. Which brings me to my last tip. Just be yourself. This speaks to the first tip about saying what's on your mind. But it's also so important to remember that you can't always worry about what others are thinking, right? Great artists are just being themselves. Are they all the same, that cookie cutter type of person? No. In fact, the most successful artists are the ones who would almost be considered weird or strange, and they likely speak about those things that, you know, no one else speaks out in their music or during their performance, and that's why their fans like them. They see a part of themselves in them. They hear Taylor Swift refer to her ex-boyfriend by name and all the weird little details in her songs, and the audience says, "Yeah, that's me. I've been there too." Adele gets on stage, and yes, of course, we love her music and her voice and her talent, but we also love how vulnerable she is when she speaks about her struggles. And in fact, how nervous she feels on stage. I often hear her say that. And we love that and we relate to her. Do we know anything about Bruce Springsteen or Pink's personality? Or do they just stand on stage singing song after song, never acknowledging the audience? Of course we know them. At least we think we do. Because they open up in front of us and suddenly we feel like we are in their world and we get them. We relate to them and then they are real people, and then we love them. And then we become invested in them. And now we are on the journey with them, and we decide we will stay the whole ride. So why can't you do the same? You can. There's never going to be a perfect line to say, a perfect little joke to tell, the perfect time to finally feel like you're perfect enough to get up in front of others and speak, if you are waiting for that moment, you are chasing a mirage. It starts on the inside, where you go deep, where you find that inner confidence that you know you have when you're practicing in front of the mirror. And you know that you can shine and be yourself in front of others. You just have to allow yourself to try. So let's recap. Here's my 4 tips on how to overcome stage fright for confident performing. 1, say what's on your mind. 2, speak like you're talking to a friend. 3, get into the zonement before you go on stage. And 4, stop worrying about what other people will think. Great artists are just being themselves. And you know who's a great artist? You are. That's who. I know you can do this. Thanks for listening this week, and I really hope this has been helpful. As always, I look forward to hearing what you think. Feel free to reach out and let me know how you're doing. Thank you for always being the best part of my week. Have a good one.